Can you think of any way that it would be easy for you to? How does cartridge first come into your mind? The easiest way for it to come into your mind. That's what I'm thinking about for asking in the
Bullets.
future. Just another word for bullets.
Bullets.
Would be a cartridge, huh? Or maybe a belt, a cartridge belt, a bullet belt, or a
A bullet belt, I would call it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but
how about a thing for the kids have on a playground? One sits on either end, it goes up and down.
Seesaw.
And how about one that's the board bends quite easily? Did you ever see one of those?
Mm-mm.
How about a thing? Another thing on the playground, the kids sit on it, goes around.
Merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Merry-go-round.
How about a thing that you might put coal in? If you had a stove, you have a coal stove, and you might put the
shovel.
Yes, but this is a small thing for carrying the coal in.
Pail, coal pail.
Okay. Now, what kind of heating do you have in this house?
Hot water heat.
How about have you ever had any other kind of heating in any other houses you lived in?
Oil stoves.
Okay.
Coal stoves.
Now, Colt, when you, what is the, you have, you say you have hot water heat, but what do you call the thing that makes the downstairs, the part that, where the fire is in the what?
In the boiler.
Okay. And on a construction job, the men, the thing has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
How about a portable thing for sharpening a knife? Then you might hold your hand to sharpen a knife. Do you have a name for that?
Sharpening stone?
Yeah. How about one that's on a that has a treadle, you know, and it's kind of round? A stone that looks
like
my
husband's got it downstairs.
Can't think of the name for that right offhand? If you can't, that's all right. When I come back, we can get these.
Mm-mm.
See, I'd rather, you know, even if you want to think about these, that's okay. And how is your water heated in the...
We have an automatic gas tank. Tank. Hot water tank. Automatic.
Now, if you take a car in, that isn't a good way to do it. Let's say we try it with a when you're, let's say you're going to bake something. You're going to bake a cake. And what do you put? You might put some spry or Crisco. You're going to put this on the pan, in the side of the pan, you know. What do you
flour?
Put? Yes, but now this is something like, you know, Crisco or spry or something like that that you use as a shortening stuff.
Buttering or Leo margarine.
Leo, what do you do to the pan? You might say you butter the pan, or you might say you.
Then you put flour over.
Yeah. But when you put this in the pan to so the pan so the cake doesn't stick to the pan.
That's what I say. You put Crisco or you.
Okay.
Put
when you're just putting the Crisco in, though, what are you doing to the pan? You're
melt it.
Yes, but when you push, you know, when you rub it around
rub.
The pan, you're doing what to the pan? You're
smearing it.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I mean. Now, what else might you call besides smear? To smear the pan or to...
Smear the pan with Crisco or...
Do you have another name for
No, I
don't. All right, how about if your stove, if when you clean off your stove, and you what do you clean, when you clean up your stove, what do you have to get out of there? The
dirt.
Or, and what else?
Grease.